WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A Boeing whistleblower goes before Congress today.
In a preview of his testimony, the whistleblower Sam Salapour, a Boeing engineer, calls for the 787 Dreamliner to be grounded immediately. He claims the wide-body jets are not properly fastened and could eventually break apart over time, a claim Boeing calls inaccurate. Salapour has not yet provided any documented evidence. Boeing says the issues raised have been subject to rigorous engineering examination under FAA oversight. This analysis has validated that these issues do not present any safety concerns.
ABC's Perry Russum. Jury selection for Donald Trump's hush money trial will resume Thursday. Seven jurors chosen Tuesday. The judge does public service on Wednesday, so it's an off day. The Supreme Court took arguments over whether those convicted and imprisoned for the January 6th insurrection were charged properly under a law enacted about 20 years ago in the wake of the Enron scandal, a decision expected this term. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. At the Capitol, another impasse in the ongoing dispute between Democratic Governor Tony Evers and Republicans who control the legislature over PFAS funding. Republicans did not convene a meeting called by the governor of the Budget Writing Joint Finance Committee. Evers wanted them to release $125 million to help remediate the effects of the forever chemicals. In Manitowoc County, Jesse Vang pleads not guilty to child neglect charges in the Elijah Vu case. He'll be back in court June 28th. Vang, the last person to see 3-year-old Elijah alive before he went missing February 20th. Katrina Bauer, who's also Elijah's mother, is due back in court later this month. Menominee Falls firefighters are being credited with preventing the spread of a fire which began after an explosion at an engineering facility on Sunday.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Cloudy and windy with scattered showers, even an isolated thunderstorm today. Our high 63 this afternoon. The wind southwest becoming northwesterly, 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight 43, tomorrow cloudy, showers, high of 55. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Maximum music. Max FM.
¿Cómo puede ser verdad?
Tropical, the island rains, all of nature wild. 80s, 90s, and more.
Max FM.
Yeah.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM. Look.
but she's a juvenile scam. Never was a quitter, tasting like a raindrop. She's got the look. And she goes,
hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. Now, one of my favorite organizations in Baraboo, People Helping People. Reverend Bill Harris and his crew always doing amazing things to help folks right here in this community. Whether it's making sure families have food, kids have school supplies, gracing us with those amazing brat fries, or detailing our vehicles, they've got a lot going on. Now, if you want more information about all the programs that they have to offer, or if you'd love to volunteer with People Helping People, check out their website, phpofwisconsin.org.
Maximum Hits, Max FM.
I walk along the city streets you used to walk. Step I take reminds me of just how we used to be.
Sweet dreams of rhythm and dancing. Sweet dreams of passion through the night. Sweet dreams are taking over. Sweet dreams of dancing through the night.
And windy with scattered showers, even an isolated thunderstorm today. Our high 63 this afternoon. The wind southwest becoming northwesterly, 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight, 43. Tomorrow, cloudy showers, high of 55. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Take me.
hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. We are getting ready for the Downtown Baraboo Fair on the Square, Saturday, May 11th from 9 until 4. Get that one on your calendar because this is the semi-annual arts and craft show with over 150 artists and crafters from around the Midwest. There's going to be specialty food vendors, a farmer's market, interactive children's activities and performances, a variety of live music. It is a full day of family entertainment. If you want more information or you want to make your plans, downtownbaraboo.com.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
When you take a walk around your neighborhood and notice all the things that make it feel like home, one thing might be a little harder to notice because somewhere tucked in that neat row of houses is hunger. Over 30 million Americans don't know where their next meal is coming from. Together, we can provide 1 billion meals by 2030 because everyone should be welcome at the table. Learn more at nourishingneighbors.com. Let's break the cycle of hunger together.
Holding out 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Make a one man weep, make another man sing. Change your heart.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. House Speaker Mike Johnson getting pushback in his attempt at dividing up foreign aid into four separate bills. ABC's Rachel Scott's on Capitol Hill.
The Speaker has made it clear he plans to take that $95 billion package into four separate measures in the House, but that is now prompting calls for him to be ousted. Congressman Thomas Massey joining Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Johnson knows that he's faced with a razor-thin majority, so if just one more Republican joins that effort, he could be ousted as Speaker, plunging the House into chaos.
Seven members of the jury deciding on the criminal hush money case against Donald Trump have now been seated. They're